I'm in the coffee break of the Nations and Regions Media Conference, and I'm here with
Dan Brain, and I'm the Communications Manager at Northern Film and Media.
Okay, so we've heard endlessly vast amounts about London versus the rest of the UK. We've heard a lot, clearly, because we're right next to Media City at the moment, and it's a Salford-based conference. We've heard a huge amount about everything coming to Manchester and so on, but you work in the North East. So tell us what the situation's like there, and what, if any, are plans for media and related industries?
Well, you know, I mean, the North East has always been relatively geographically disconnected from the traditional power centres of media. I guess the strategy for the North East is so the region really benefits from particularly the BBC's move to Salford, and hopefully other media organisations who move there. We hear a lot from the BBC about the ripples extending beyond Salford. So part of the role of a regional screen agency is to actually act in a lobbying capacity to make sure that the BBC and other organisations deliver on that plan. We're working with local producers. We serve as an organisation that creates a network between producers and commissioners, wherever they may be. So we're actively involved in devising partnerships with organisations such as the BBC. We've just launched the BBC Jesting About Comedy initiative, which brings in the talent of Bob Mortimer and various BBC commissioners. And the purpose behind that organisation, that initiative, is to actually get commissions from Indigenous companies in the North East. The other part of our function is to invest in bringing content production to the North East. So we have a £2.4 million pot of money, which we'll be investing over the next 2 years. So that covers film, TV, digital media and games. We've had quite a lot of success recently in attracting drama. In fact, we just recently have completed filming of United, starring David Tennant. So it's really about keeping a media industry in the Northeast that actually allows people to stay within the region, so freelancers, for example, and keeping the turnover going of both Indigenous projects, supporting local talent, but also being able to attract those major productions.
And you think it's realistic that talent will stay there, or maybe even gravitate there, or do you think realistically there are going to be these big hubs, London, Manchester, wherever, Birmingham?
It's a difficult question. I mean, traditionally as a region, we always have lost a lot of talent to London. But, you know, increasingly there are a number of production companies who are devising ways of sustaining a business in the Northeast. We've got people like Tom Guttridge up there. We've got Mark Murray from Northern Upstart. And these people have the networks. They are keen to run businesses in the Northeast, and there is local support for them. So, you know, I think particularly in the Northeast, having that local support has been important, both in terms of creating the networks that I mentioned earlier, and also keeping these companies ticking over and taking them to the next level. So
where would you say the potential growth or the more stability is? Are we talking TV? Are we talking radio? Are we talking digital? Are we talking gaming? What do you think the future of the North East in terms of this area lies?
Well, I think digital is an interesting area.
Whatever that means.
Yeah. So we do have good higher education institutions such as University of Teesside, Sunderland, etc., who are bringing through the next generation of digital talent. I think, you know, particularly in certain areas of digital, those geographical limitations are not quite so important. So we do have a small but well-formed cluster of digital businesses who are actually profitable in the Northeast. I think the region has fantastic locations, so I think a good hit for us can be TV drama. We've had Joe Madison's War, we've had Vera, Inspector George Gently, Tracy Beaker, etc. So that's an area where we've had some success. And also micro-budget filmmaking. I think that's another area of opportunity. I think as the commercial models for micro-budget become more advanced, there's potentially an opportunity for filmmakers in the Northeast to achieve something good.
We're going to have to go. It looks like the session started, but thank you very much.